Well, that was good division victory today. Obviously, coming off a short week, you know, both teams are stressed, particularly in the medical area. So, I'm really proud of our football team just for the number of adjustments that we had to make throughout the week, get ready for the game, and did what we needed to do tonight. So, a lot of production on offense, and it's real credit to our veterans. And like anything, it starts up front. I thought our offensive line played big, especially, really putting them in a tough spot with throwing the ball as much as we did. So we got the production out of the run game that we needed. Obviously, the completion passing game was there. Aaron did a great job, obviously, with the team record with completions. Devontae Adams, tied a record. Don Hutson since 1942 with 13 completions. So, those are, anytime you can talk about records for the Green Bay Packers all time, that's unique and special. Defensively, two takeaways really there in the fourth quarter. I thought our guys did a really good job up front. Secondary guys battled. Special teams had a number of good things. I thought our coverage units were really good. Return game is something we need to continue to work on. It's good to get Niles Davis involved. A lot of moving parts. Very satisfied victory here at home. Great crowd. A lot of energy at Lambeau tonight. And then with that, we'll take this weekend and get reset and start our plan for Atlanta on Monday. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, when did you have a sense, or when did you find out that Devontae would be able to play, and did you ever envision him being able to play this effectively coming back from what he did on a short week?
Yeah, Devontae was cleared today. He had the last test. I think went on this morning, I think I was notified about 1 o'clock that he was available.
Mike, what do you think this can do for your offense? I mean, obviously, this is not how you would normally drop a game where you don't have anybody really at running back besides Ty. But what do you think this can do for you guys going forward?
Well, it's one game. It's a one game victory, and that's really the reflection of how you plan for a season. You do what you have to do. You play the way you have to play. We have the ability to run it as much as we need to. We have the ability to throw it as much as we need to. Obviously, Eddie Lacy was a featured primary player for offense. So, having both him and James not available, you shift gears. So, Don Jackson obviously was injured there early. It was unfortunate. Now Davis just got here 2 days ago. So, we'll work through that. So, the subgroups that we pretty much played the game in, it's just really a credit to our coaching staff and our players. Frankly, we cut things back. We didn't carry a ton of volume scheme-wise into the game, and just really, focused on the execution, did the things we needed to do.
When you have the ball for almost 40 minutes like you did tonight, and you really don't have the running, was the short passing attack, does that just function as a run in that sense for you guys?
Well, I think if you watch the game, the short passing game was predominantly more in the first half, just the way they were playing coverage, particularly they're kind of sitting on a three-step game, so it was important for us to get more down the field throws. So once again, give a lot of credit to our protection unit, particularly our offensive line. I thought Aaron did an excellent job managing just all the different things that were going on throughout the game. The no huddle was extremely effective in the second half. We predominantly was in no huddle those first three series. Got a ton of production out of that. So just you have to adjust the way they're going to play. No one's just going to let you go out there and dink and dunk a three-step drop all day. If they do, then you obviously got to take advantage of that also.
Mike, what did you think of just the way Aaron handled everything, throwing the ball 56 times and having to kind of take what they gave
him? I thought he was very patient, and that was needed. I mean, we knew this was going to be a different ride tonight. We obviously came into the game, leaning definitely towards the pass. I mean, that was the game plan. Just look at our lineup, and that definitely reflected that. So, my goal is to run it about 25 times today, and I think we were slightly under that. So, but Aaron did an excellent job managing the game.
Mike, excuse me if you've been asked this, but Jordy didn't get targeted a lot in this one. Where's he at in terms of recovery?
Well, I think it's the production of the offense. I mean, we don't just call plays and throw it to that guy. That's never been our offense. And I think the production that you saw throughout the game was a reflection of that. So whether they tilt the coverage based on matchups, particularly formations, you know, sets and things like that, Devontae was given a lot of opportunities. You know, Ty Montgomery was given a lot of opportunities, and so we definitely took advantage of it.
Mike, how hopeful are you that Eddie, after these 8 weeks, will be back available to you? What's your concern level there?
I don't have really anything to add to Teddy's injury situation. I mean, frankly, it's there's more that needs to go on. So, I mean, put him on IR, I think it definitely reflects that what the minimum timeline is going to be. So as far as the specifics of what exactly needs to be done, that hasn't been set yet.
ESPN reported his weight was back up. Is that accurate?
I'm not talking about weights, so –